Good evening and welcome to Robed of Sobriety, episode number 2. I'm Dan PDFD. I'm here with Mr. Buckles for
good evening.
Another night of pure amazing content that we're going to bring you to your ears. But before we get started, Mr. Buckles, what do you got drinking tonight? What's in the cup?
Tonight I am classing it up with just some Blue Moon, just a Belgian white, going real simple.
Real simple, I see. Well, tonight, like last week, I am going with a Gentleman Jack Tennessee Whiskey Double Mellowed. For those of you who have not gone ahead and had any of this, make sure you pick up your bottle for a small fortune.
You aren't kidding.
So if Jack Daniels is listening and wants to sponsor the podcast, please make sure you go ahead and do that, because I'd love some free scotch and whiskey.
As long as it's not that cinnamon bullshit they make.
No. You're talking about Jack Fire? No,
yeah, don't whatever that horseshit is.
We're not in college. Little backstory, because I like getting into the backstories about these things. So Jack Newton Daniel was his name. That's why I love this so much, because this guy's last name was my first name, which just means I was like bred. And maybe I have ties to Jack. Who knows? You know, it's probably out there. But
involved in your conception.
Yeah. So get this. Jack, who leaves his home and is taken in by a reverend named Dan. Like, this is just getting better. Like, it's the story about Jack Daniels just breathes Dan. So that's why it's my choice tonight. But enough about the drink. We're going to go ahead. We're going to hop right into the discussions of this evening, which I think is fitting for the holiday season. This is a Christmas time, Hanukkah time, holiday 2020. I'm social distanced about 6 feet here from Buckles in the stream as well in real life. So I'd like to go ahead and keep this a holiday themed podcast. And what better way to talk about weird shit than to talk about weird holiday traditions that are out in the world. And I think we've found a few that are going to be, well received by the listening audience here. You want to go ahead and explain here this first one, Buckles? Because yeah. It's pretty much 2020's theme anyway. So
it is. It's a story from someone about growing up. Let's see, they had 15 to 30 family members at their grandparents' house. And at the end of it, they would put all of the trash from the presents, the wrapping paper and whatnot, into a trash can. Apparently, their grandfather would climb in on top of it to squish it down. And they would put bows and ribbons and all that onto their granddad. And they called it throwing away or throwing pop away. That was their holiday tradition.
I don't know what they're going to do this year. I don't know how they're going to throw pop away. Out of all the traditions, it's just we're putting pop in a trash can here. It doesn't seem like the funnest of traditions, but apparently they do this yearly. So
everybody does some weird stuff, but yeah, that one's a little bit it's a little bit something.
I don't know. I don't think I could throw pop away he might kick my ass. Man, I don't know about you, but my pop fought in Vietnam, so I can't imagine putting pop in a trash can and him being okay with this.
Yeah,
and then making it a yearly tradition. No, I don't think that. I don't see that happening.
Mine did World War II, and he didn't really take any shit. So, he was not a man to put in a trash can.
No, I don't think so. So I think there's another one on here, which really kind of I don't know about you, but every time Christmas morning rolls around. Christmas morning has always been a good routine in my family, where we have a nice breakfast. But apparently, this one family purposefully unappetizes Christmas breakfast, which I don't know. I feel like that should be like against the law. Like, I don't know about anybody who would do this, but apparently this family cooked Christmas breakfast of the normal eggs, bacon, toast, and orange juice, put it in a blender, and served it to his kids as a smoothie. I don't know.
That reminds me. Do you guys have Jones Soda up in your part of the world?
No, please explain.
Okay, so we have something called Jones Soda here, and every year they release a limited edition line of holiday sodas, and there's like turkey flavored soda, and mashed potatoes and gravy flavored soda, and pumpkin pie flavored soda, and
like every have that shit down here.
Everything, it is fucking. It's the thought of it's horrific. But what's more disturbing is the fact that if you drink a turkey soda, it straight up tastes like turkey. Like that's everything disgusting. Tastes exactly it's like it's. It's fucking gross. it's no worse. It's no worse than your orange juice, bacon, and egg pancake smoothie.
Yeah, but apparently this specific family has a theme to each of their year's breakfast. But instead, apparently one year the food could be from the Grinch, Who Pudding, Rare Who Roast Beast, Triple Decker Toadstool Sandwiches.
Nope.
I mean, that greasy black peel. I mean, that sounds phenomenal. Or you can go with the elf themed one of spaghetti crumbled and Pop-Tarts and maple syrup or poop, which is a cat box filled with Cocoa Krispies topped with plops of undercooked pumpkin pie filling, refried beans served in diapers. Jesus now, Christ. I don't know what specific diaper they use, if it tastes better in like Pampers or Huggies, but yeah, that's going to be a hard pass.
I don't know how cooking for Thanksgiving or Christmas goes at your house, but for me, I have 9 million things I'm trying to do all at once. So theming a breakfast with fucking horrific ass spaghetti crumbled Pop-Tarts. It's not gonna happen.
That's not
motherfuckers eat some cereal.
Like, I'm gonna pass. I can't imagine that stuff.
I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's another one that really kind of sticks out to me. So this I find the funniest because this one's called Feeding the Cows Hay on Christmas Eve. Now, I guess because they're not getting eaten for this holiday, that we're going to fatten them up for the summertime months with some hay, because usually the Christmas, it's a Christmas ham. So I guess the pigs don't get hay on Christmas, but the cows do here. So apparently the origin of the tradition is that because cows protected and kept baby Jesus warm when he was born in the stable, we need to honor them by feeding them the best hay that we have. Now, two things stick out here, okay, to me. A, I highly doubt that's where this tradition comes from, because I just can't see that. But the big thing that sticks out here is feeding them the best hay that we have. What constitutes good hay?
Hey, listen, as a man who owns cattle and spent his formative teenage years from about 10 to 19 growing and selling hay in mass, there is so much that goes into it.
Oh my God, I need to hear this.
Is there, you know
how you buy from the store, you buy like gold stock hay? Like, is there an equivalent to buying good hay? Like,
oh my God. Yeah, you've got like if you go
just
down
hay,
to
dried grass,
like it is, but it can be a mixture of anything from alfalfa to other grasses that you put in there, and some of them have a different nutrient profiles and are better for your animals, whereas what you go buy at, you know, like fucking Lowe's or something for your Halloween is just straw that they've baled. You wouldn't feed that to anything. Nothing would eat it.
Yeah. Buckles is dropping the scientific hammer about grass nutrition here.
It's, yeah. It's,
God, I'm going to hire you next year to take care of my lawn. So if you want to come fly all the way out here.
It looks terrible. I can't grow grass, but I can grow the shit out of some hay.
That's because you don't need to grow grass to grow hay. You just let it die.
No, you don't. It's not dead when you bale it. There's a giant machine that you go through. It's a whole thing.
It's definitely dead.
It is after it dries out.
It's definitely
not
dead.
When you bale it.
I'm not going to lie. It is dead grass.
It is dead grass.
Yes, it is. You're lying to the audience now here with your hay was vegan, and that's why it's the best hay.
It's definitely vegan hay.
So.
All my cattle are vegan, too.
I don't know. So this is one. So now this article continues on here, and it gets better. So if you thought feeding the greatest hay to a cow was like the selling point of this holiday tradition, no. So now they feed the cows the hay, and they tell the cows the Christmas story of how they're eating the hay, and they sing carols. So these cows are living their best life. They're out there in the they're just eating the shit out of that hay. They're probably, getting pampered, getting cow massages. In fact, they're just as that's probably where you got your robe from, that same cow.
I'm pretty sure this robe is not made of cow, but yeah.
It looks uncomfortable though.
I have never.
I'm out here in my nice plush.
Listen, you live up in New York where it's fucking cold. I'm down here in Oklahoma where it's like, I don't know, it's like
where
55.
The winds sweeping down the plains.
Still, it's warm. I'm too fat to be in something that furry. I'll die.
Yeah, well, apparently if you've never had the chance to experience this, you should, because cows chewing hay is one of the most relaxing sounds. Can you, as a man who owned cattle, are you gonna speak to the truth of this statement here?
Because I have never found the sound of cattle.
Because when you go to sleep at night, most of the time it's like nice nature sounds. You're laying there. There's a river.
It's never been cows.
The birds are chirping. I don't think I want to hear.
I don't find
that relaxing. It almost sounds like bad sex.
Is that what bad sounds like? Damn it. It's wrong.
It's not the Velveeta cheese.
I don't know how that came into sex at all. Like how are you using Velveeta cheese?
Oh my god. Oh god. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't find that to be a pleasant thing to listen to when I'm going to bed.
There's nothing about it. Cows are stinky.
Just cattle itself smells bad.
Yeah.
It's like nothing about 100%. That. It's like an off-putting way to go to bed.
Yeah. No. I don't hang out with the cows. I don't read them stories. We feed them. Sometimes you pat one on the head. Baby cows are cute as fuck. And then you kill them 2 years later and eat them and they're delicious.
Well, I don't know. So moving on here, because I think we're beating a dead cow here. Get the pun. Punny. All right. But so we're going to move on here. This Christmas tradition, I think, is probably the greatest Christmas tradition ever. And apparently in Japan, and I guess other countries, they have different styles of food they like to eat. Where here it's the big Christmas ham. Everybody's got to have the Christmas ham. Well, in Japan, apparently, they eat KFC. I don't know where that comes from, but apparently their holiday, the modern tradition is to actually eat KFC for Christmas dinner. And I guess this kind of like relates to them being open on Christmas here for their Chinese restaurants, but I guess they don't take it that seriously. Like what is finger licking good about KFC that you need to have it on Christmas?
I
like talk to me here, Buckles. Like,
I, I don't. That is, I mean, I'm not going to knock it. I like me some KFC here and there. I look a little bit like the Colonel, but I don't think I don't think that's what I would do for Christmas. I mean, Golden Corral, maybe, if you're feeling real lazy.
I don't know. We eat things that aren't exactly good for the holidays, but KFC, like if I had a choice of fast food, all right, we're going to back up here. Kind of little, take the train off the tracks. We're going to go split to the right. If I had a choice of food that I'd want to eat on holidays, like dessert would come to mind. Like I want to eat pie. I want to eat like croissants and like eclairs and cannolis. I don't want to eat.
What the fuck is an eclair?
It's a fucking pastry.
I'm going to Google this later.
Oh my god! Never heard of an eclair. It's a pastry filled with like cream filling. That's what an eclair is.
Interesting. All right. Eclair. I learned something new.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think of like, obviously, I think of dessert style food. Like I don't even care about dinner. I'm going to Christmas for the cookies. I'm not going to Christmas for the food. So maybe that's what they're thinking here. Like maybe that's like the thought. Like they're just going to eat KFC bucket chicken for dinner, and then they're going to go all out with their desserts. That's what I'm seeing. That's what I believe.
It looks like that's the case. I don't know. Who knows? Japanese, man. They got some stuff over there, but how they ended up with fucking KFC,
I don't know.
A mystery.
I don't know. You got another one in here for us, Buckles, before we go ahead? Before we move into our last segment here, we are going to bring on a guest here tonight. We're going to go ahead and talk to them after we finish up here. So it's going to be a new part that we're going to make a regular part of this podcast. But we'll get to that when we get to that. Buckles, go ahead and finish us off here with our final holiday tradition, though.
I think my least favorite of all these is brought to us by the wonderful people in Eastern Europe and the Ukraine. Apparently, okay. they decorate their Christmas trees with spider webs, and I assume spiders. And let me just say right now, fuck that. Because fuck spiders and fuck everything to do with spiders.
You didn't like the flaming Yule goat?
Listen, I am all in with flaming Yule goat far before I buy into this.
Apparently,
no, fuck spiders. 100%.
I still think that the 13 meter high goat that was burned down 29 times and continues to get burned down every year because it's a holiday tradition. Like, who thought that burning a goat? Like, what is a Yule goat, though? Not even a Yule log. Is a Yule goat.
But it's not a spider, Dan.
It is.
I would rather walk into my living room and find a goddamn mountain lion than walk in and find out that I had some sort of spider invasion.
I don't know.
Fuck that. No.
I don't know.
No. No, that's a spider's house now.
No.
No. This is spider live here now. I'm out. It's yours. Cool.
Just peace. Like,
yeah. I'm out.
Fucking so you're going to, instead of burning the Yule goat down, you're going to burn the house down.
whatever it takes. But no. Okay. Dude, fuck all spiders. Right. I cannot. There is that of all of this that gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's far worse than the idea of Krampus or anything else.
Oh, it's understandable. But I mean, I don't know. I think I could kill the spider. I could best
that
spider.
But you don't.
A mountain lion is going to kill me. If I had to choose here, Buckles, I see you're pictured up by the fireplace, you know, obviously grabbing the bull by the horns here. So apparently you have, you know, expertise in battling creatures that are of a nasty and...
Listen, I will shoot a mountain lion. I don't give a fuck.
But what about the spider?
The spider, okay, like, let's say.
You don't even need to shoot him. You just step on it.
Yeah, what if you miss? And then it runs, and you can't find it. And later, that motherfucker is like, oh, yeah, that blonde piece of shit, he tried to smash me earlier, and now he's asleep, and he crawls in my goddamn mouth, or he bites me in the eyeball, or in my ear. He lays eggs in my ear? That's some shit I don't need. No, fuck spiders.
Spiders you deal with in Oklahoma?
Spiders, Dan.
These spiders evolved. These spiders got stronger. They developed a plan. They came with a course of action. They said this blonde guy with this mustache, they tried to kill me later. Yo, we're going to form an alliance.
Yeah,
us spiders are the mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. We're going to get on the same page, and we're just going to attack. A formulated, just specific attack. Mosquitoes are going to sting your eyeballs. You're not going to be able to see. You're going to be running around the house. Your eye's going to blow up. And then these spiders, they're just going to drop from the ceiling like little fucking Mission Impossible characters.
That's my nightmare. That's my personal hell.
I don't know.
The movie Arachnophobia? I can't watch it. No, fuck spiders.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I sincerely hope not. Because if I came in and that was the situation in my house,
oh, man.
I'm out. Well, I can't. I cannot. I can't come back.
No. Yeah. You might as well just foreclose. That's it. Put the sign up on the door and just move. That's it. Leave your things. We'll get others.
Yeah. Buy new shit. Like, I don't know. They hide in tiny places. No. That is real talk. Spider's greatest fear.
It's my greatest tactics. All right. Well, cheers to you, Buckles, and your little spider problems that you must have at your house.
No, there are no spiders I'm aware of. Lots of spider poison.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
All right. So we're going to get into the segment of our show here where we go ahead and we bring on a guest. So obviously we hit on in our first episode, I believe, or if we haven't hit on it yet, we're going to hit on it now. But Mr. Buckles and I are Twitch streamers and content creators, and our, you know, obviously Cyber Family extends onto Twitch. We're going to bring ahead one of our dear friends from Twitch here. His name is iBrutalizer. He's going to come on here in a second, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk to him for a little bit. Maybe get to know a little bit about the outside community as a little kind of like meet and greet the outside world segment, or meet and probably bleep the outside world. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to introduce iBrutalizer. Brutal, if you're there, can you say hello?
Hello, I'm here.
You are here, and you look at that. You popped up in the right spot.
I'm
no
glad.
Problem. We did it. All right. So welcome, Brutal.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being on the show here today. Obviously, you're our first guest. How does that make you feel? Nervous? Calm?
Horny.
Horny. Buckles is here. He's starting to get that beard going on, so it's kind of making me more horny. You know what I mean?
Trying.
All right.
But I'm good.
We need to settle something here. Robe. Buckles or Dan? Who's got the better robe? And if I swear to God you picked that Korean massage parlor robe that he's, I'm going to murder you.
Listen, when I first came in here, I said, how did Mr. Buckles get my grandfather's 14-year-old long johns and cut them up and wear them to look like a robe?
The 14-year-old long johns.
But I got to say, I'm going with Dan's because, I mean, I'm from New York, too. I'm a couple hours north of Dan, so we know how the cold weather is here. I'm taking the fuzzy.
Yeah. I love this one. I love this robe. Very cool.
I'm going to go in search of a better robe. I'm going to Amazon later. It's going to be silk and shit. I don't have an echo.
No, we're good. Brutal.
Yes, sir.
You are here on your own free will. Are we correct?
Yes.
Yes. So you agree to forfeit any of your rights and privileges to be on this show?
Absolutely. I'll give up my left nut to be on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to ask you a couple questions here. We're going to bounce back and forth. I'll start. Buckles will ask after. First question is, how many chickens do you think it would take to kill a lion?
To kill a lion? Fuck, like 50? I don't know. My girlfriend's aunt and uncle have chickens, and those little bastards can be vicious.
They're like tiny dinosaurs.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like tiny dinosaurs. That's a good analogy. So how many did you to pick?
I said 50.
50 chickens. You think 50 chickens is going to kill a lion?
Yeah.
You have no idea about the hierarchy of animal life.
Just let the chickens fly. I have two of them fly on its head and peck its eyes out, and it can't see anything.
You're already a disappointment. Buckles asked the next question.
My parents have told me it since I've been born. I'm used to it. It's fine.
All right. If you could make one of your body parts detachable with no negative repercussions, which body part would it be and why?
So if I could get rid of one of my body parts, no repercussion.
No negative effects. Get rid of. Like, you can take it off, like, put it back on. Yeah, like, just, I don't know, Velcro or whatever the fuck the mechanism is here.
Oh, we're tearing that. We're tearing the head right off. Nobody wants to see this ugly shit. Come on.
You're tearing. So you could take your head off and you could put your head back on.
Yeah.
That's what you had to choose. So, like, you could just put your head into, like, a briefcase and carry it around. How are you going to see?
I don't need to see. I just walk. When I need to see, I'll put it back on my head. You know what I mean?
Well, I think your balls have already been taken off and given to somebody. So I think that's.
Are you making fun of me? Because I had a doctor's appointment the other day on that.
No. I had to.
It's just that coincidental.
I guess so.
I literally had a doctor's appointment the other day. And I needed them to be checked out.
To remove your balls?
So no, you're
thinking about this procedure. That's what you're talking about.
This
is just pure coincidence. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask the next question. All right. So this kind of sits more well with you. Your life is now a video game. All right. What are some of the cheat codes you can use and what do they do?
In my own video game, in real life?
No, your life. This is you. This is the brutalizer life.
In general.
Yeah, what are the cheat codes? Like, right stomp, left stomp. Like,
depends on what kind of cheat you want to activate.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, that's the question.
Once in a lifetime, how to instantly get laid, left stomp, right stomp, 4 pelvic thrusts, and a dab. I promise you it'll work. That's the first one.
Cheers.
It works every time, dude. Come on.
Yeah, in your video game of life. I guess it does. Yeah,
it works. Trust me.
All right, Buckles.
I don't have a daughter. I don't have a daughter for nothing.
the brutal dab makes the panties drop. It's the move.
I thought it was pelvic thrusts. Bring it around town.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Okay. I don't even know. Okay, so you're a superhero, and your power can either be to shoot meatballs out of your nose out of your nostrils, or the power to create force fields, but only around ants.
Around what?
Ants.
Around ants? Dude, I'm shooting the meatballs out of my nose. It's a quick meatball sub, you know what I mean? You're tired.
So you're going to eat the meatballs out of your nose. Like, what is the point of that? You have a chance to save ants, and you chose meatballs. You are pro yourself.
When I was young, I've been attacked by fire ants, so I could give a shit less about those little dickheads. You hear me?
Okay. All right, here we go. If you were suddenly arrested for no reason and your face was flashed all over the news, what would your family and friends assume that you did?
Jesus. Yeah, what would I do? I don't know. I'm not a law-breaking citizen, I guess. I don't know. Let's think about it.
It's not what would you do. Like, what would everyone think? Ah, yeah, that makes sense. This motherfucker, you know, I fucked a llama. Got caught finally.
Listen. Bestiality is not.
That's a pause.
Bestiality is not in my you know, category. I know it might have been Dan's from last podcast, but I don't even know. I really don't. I can't, like, think of myself like getting arrested.
Well, if you did, well, if suddenly, did, what would it be for?
Damn, well, actually, hang on. What would you think I'd get arrested for? Because you are in law enforcement.
Definitely murder.
Excellent enforcement. Well, murder?
Definitely murder.
Murder? No shot.
100%.
No shot. Murder.
All right. Considering we're going to call that one a voided answer. Buckles, go ahead and answer this because he's just a good boy. He's pure Christian.
Oh, all right. Let's see. I'm just going to like pick some of these randomly that we... Dan found some questions. What is your biggest sexual fear?
If my partner pulls out a cock bigger than mine.
Okay.
Touché, I'd be afraid of that as well.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna say that was a very prompt answer. So he's probably thought about that one a lot.
Or it happened.
No, it hasn't happened. You can't trust nothing nowadays.
All right, so what's the most number of times that you've ever masturbated within 1 week?
Within a week?
Yeah.
It's got to be at least 20. Has to be. Has to be.
going for the two-a-days?
Oh, my God, that's more than two a day.
No, there's 7 days in a week. Well, yeah, I guess it'd be like three. Yeah, three. Yeah. It's like every time you eat a meal... You crank one out. I'm telling you, dude. You guys don't know how to live.
What are you doing with your life?
Listen, like, this wasn't recent. 20. You just asked the most.
Like, you just threw that answer out so quick.
20. Like, he's definitely keeping 20.
He's keeping these statistics, but he can't tell if he was suddenly arrested, like what it would be for. But he's got all these questions down. Like, I don't.
Because if it's something real, I can think about it right off the top of my head. But if it's something I can't fathom, it's just I can't.
50 chickens will kill a lion. He masturbates 3 times a day. And one time he met a girl with a bigger dick than he had. Her name was Christine. She was lovely.
Oh, my.
Now I understand why she wanted me to call her Chris.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Buckles, ask another question here for our guest.
All right.
Sydney's out of the park here.
Oh my gosh. All right. How do you really feel about anal sex?
You know, we were talking about all being Twitch streamers. As my Tarkov community knows, I like to say, get that shit in you. So that's what I'm going to say. Get that shit in you.
All right.
I'm giving it.
No, you're taking it here.
Oh, no shot, bucko. No shot. No
time. Not a time in the world.
Fingers, toys, nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
No. All right.
I don't know if I believe it, but I'll
I know what comes out of that thing. Trust me, I don't think anybody wants to be there.
What's the most surprising thing that's ever turned you on?
Buckles' voice.
Why is that surprising?
I don't know. That's not surprising. That turns me on. Apparently,
Dan's chat is full of people that just fucking wet as hell right now.
I don't know.
Oh man.
These rapid fire questions are getting to me.
Well, they were meant to get me scared.
They're making me scared.
All right, Buckles, next.
What else we got here? Of the people on this call, who would you feel the most comfortable naked with?
Dan, because he's used to giving cavity searches, you know what I mean? It's got to be.
Fuck yeah. See, now.
You know how many times we've talked in Discord with...
Now.
Like Fire Devil and everybody with the cuddle sessions. Come on, Dan.
If you didn't pick me, I would have been very, very upset.
Oh, I already would have been removed from the call now. I know how it
goes.
Yeah,
they would have been, goodbye. You're done.
You guys would need instant substitute.
Yeah, we would have been pulling in somebody else for the next
no,
episode.
No, it's fine.
No,
no
more guests.
We already talked about that you don't want to be naked with someone with a bigger dick than you. So it's fine.
Wow. Buckles hot off the press.
Buckles is like, shit. This is why I'm photographed just behind the fireplace holding the bull by the horns with my massive biceps.
He don't want to be naked with me. That's fine. I will burn everyone down. Shots fired, bitches.
Oh, God. All right. All right. Last question here before we start wrapping up our segment. Last question for each of us. So my question is what would you guess your parents' favorite sex position was? Like mom and dad are doing it.
Dude.
What are they? How?
That's
how
the last thing in the world I want to think about my parents doing out of all things that they could be doing that's productive.
It, you're thinking about it.
Daddy brutalizer, you got the real sweet dab.
Should we call them?
It's 10 o'clock at night. If it was earlier, I would for sure call them. I would for sure.
Mom and Daddy brutalizer like to fuck, but they go to bed at 8:15. Like, you can't call them, wake them up.
They're getting older now. My dad's in his 50s now, and my mom's almost 50, so they're getting up there.
It's 10:40 on a Saturday. They're definitely in bed.
The two of them are in bed or they're playing Uno.
But they're definitely doing it in what sex position? I have to answer the question.
I don't know. If I'm like my dad, you know what I mean? Good old doggy style. Blowing some backs out, taking some names with the 4-inch Punisher. It's fine.
4-inch Punisher.
It's like a goddamn tuna can. It's little, but it's thick.
Tuna can, huh? I'd say hockey puck because it's not as wide. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's fair. It's still respectable.
Well then, Buckles, ask your last question.
Okay. All right. What sexual activity do you consider totally off limits?
Sexual. Totally. Listen.
I want you to make eye contact with me while we talk about this. Stop looking around.
Nothing goes in my ass.
Are you sure?
Or near it. Positive. Nothing.
Sure.
That is complete off limits. Everything else, let's do it. Maybe.
No, you said
I've been with the same person for 7 years. Listen, I'm not very experienced in what other things fucked up people do, you know? Just a normal person. I'm not like Buckles, who's got like 14 hookers on like each side of him.
He does.
Look at the picture. Look at the picture above
Mr.
the fire.
Mr. Buckles is a legitimate pimp.
That's why his nickname is Mr. Buckfuckers.
COVID's been rough.
Yeah. All right. Brutal. Listen, I appreciate you being on. Appreciate you joining us for your episode 2, being our first guest. You've been a good sport. I'm going to keep you out of my room of my children and myself. But again, thank you very much for being with us. And I appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure Buckles here appreciates it too.
I do very much.
Cheers to Brutalizer here.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Out of all the people in the world, you somehow chose me.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that. Somehow. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it or why you did it, but you did, and I'm thankful.
Oh, well, thank you. I think the thanks comes from us. I appreciate that. So have a good night.
No problem, gentlemen. You guys as well.
All right. Later, man.
Okay. Well, that was our first guest. Can't wait to bring on our next.
See, the next one we'll make far more uncomfortable. Yeah. We brought a degenerate this time, so he's not getting weirded out. We'll get there though.
We'll get better questions though. All right. So if we're gonna go ahead and start wrapping this lovely holiday podcast up, I just want to go ahead and say I hope everybody in the audio land world that is listening to our voices has a happy and healthy, safe holiday season this year. That goes for you too, Buckles. And it's a challenging time of the year, but we as humans adapt, just like in the caveman days, as we spoke about last stream. We used to eat people, so apparently we can get out of this. Just don't eat bats, I guess.
Don't eat a fucking bat. That's, yeah.
Yeah, that goes without saying. This is the type of point where we like to go ahead and call upon people who are here live to watch us speak if they have any questions about anything regarding the podcast here. If they want to ask away, they are more than welcome to do so. If anybody has anything they'd like to hear. If not, while you guys start thinking about questions, I'm going to start talking about next month's episode. Buckles, I'm bringing up the calendar here, and it looks like the 2nd of January is the following Saturday. I think we might postpone it after that to the 9th.
Yeah, that would probably be.
Yeah, just to avoid that holiday weekend. So it looks like the next episode is going to be January 9th as we roll into 2021, January 9th, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll have a new guest as well as a new topic to start talking about. Buckles, you got anything you'd like to add into this?
Yeah, if you guys will follow the podcast, hopefully we will be on Apple iTunes soon. We are on anchor.fm/robedofsobriety. You can find us on, I believe, in the Google Play Store now. We are on Spotify and several other places. So be sure to, download it, listen to it there. It helps the podcast, so maybe we get this thing up and going a little bit more. We will blast out the Twitter links here very soon, where you guys can submit topics. Wow, words are hard, that you'd like to hear us talk about, things like that.
And how much drinks did you have before this?
I didn't even like see you finish
your first one.
This is like number three, something like that.
No, so you're a lightweight.
Yeah.
I'm a little bitch.
It's fine.
Yeah, so if those of you who did not go ahead and listen to episode number one, that is available. We will get that out to the public through social media as well as Discords and stuff like that. So you guys will be able to listen to that. As well as, I think we're going to be in the production of opening up a specific Twitter account for this.
Yes.
That you guys can go ahead and maybe ask questions to prior to the show. That way we can go ahead and have almost like a little bit question based. If you'd like to see us talk about certain topics or anything like that, you're more than welcome to reach out to either one of us directly. We're more than happy to field any questions that you might have. And let you know if it's appropriate or not, but clearly everything is open. So, if that's it, which it looks like it is, apparently Pummy Army wants us to talk about anal again. We know where his head's at. apparently it's at the back door. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, good old Pummy.
Yeah. So, again, I'm going to reiterate before we close out that if you guys do have any topics you'd like to see, if you see something that you find interesting, make sure to go ahead and reach out to me on Twitter at the Blue Line Army or Buckles. Go ahead. You want to give yours as well?
I am at Buckles_MR. They're on Twitter or Mr. Buckles on Instagram.
Yeah, and we'll be more than happy to implement some of your amazing stories that you might have into the next month's or the month after's podcast. With that said, Buckles, it has been a pleasure.
Sir.
As always, I raise my glass to another fine episode. You raise your piss water.
My empty glass of piss water here.
Yes, and next week I hope to see you in Versace.
we're gonna work up to it. We have to start a money from the OnlyFans or something.
Jack,
like that.
Jack, you're out there listening, Mr. Daniels. If you want to sponsor this podcast with your fine scotch or whiskey, I should say Tennessee whiskey, you are more than welcome to do so. We accept all types of liquor payment. And thank you. All right, everybody, happy holidays and have a good night.